In the Old Testament, Ezekiel saw a vision. He had this dream of a valley filled with bones. It was like a huge graveyard. Everywhere he looked was acres and acres of bones from people who had died. Bones represent things in our life that look dead, situations that seem impossible, permanently unchanging. God told him to do something interesting. He said, "Ezekiel, prophesy to these dead bones. Say to them, 'O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.'" Ezekiel, in this vision, started speaking to the bones, telling them to come back to life. He called in skin, muscle, tissue. As he was speaking, these bones started rattling and coming together, just like out of a movie, morphing back into a person. Finally, God told him to prophesy to the breath and call it forth. The scripture says, as he prophesied, breath came into these bodies, and they stood up like a vast army. You may have things in your life that seem dead, a relationship, a business, your health. All you can see is a valley of dry bones, so to speak. God is saying to you what he said to Ezekiel. It's not enough to just pray about it. You need to speak to it. Prophesy to those dead bones. Call in health. Call in abundance. Call in restoration. That child that's been off course, don't just pray about him or her. Prophesy. Son, daughter, come back in. You will fulfill your destiny. If you're struggling with an addiction, don't just pray about it. Prophesy. I am free. Chains are broken off of me. This is a new day of victory. Get your checkbook out and prophesy to it. All it looks like are dead bones, debt, lack, struggle. I prophesy to these dead bones that I will lend and not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. I am coming into overflow. Just as with Ezekiel, if you'll prophesy to the bones, God will resurrect what looks dead. He'll make things happen that you could never make happen. A friend of mine smoked cigarettes from an early age. She had tried again and again to stop, but she couldn't do it. She was constantly saying, "I'll never break this addiction. It's too hard. And if I do, I know I'll gain so much weight." This went on for years. One day someone told her what I'm telling you, to change what she was saying, to prophesy victory. She started saying, "I don't like to smoke. I can't stand the taste of nicotine. I'm going to quit and not gain any extra weight." She said this day after day. Even when she was smoking and enjoying it, she would say, "I can't stand to smoke." She wasn't talking about the way she was. She was talking about the way she wanted to be. About 3 months later, one morning she noticed the cigarette tasted funny, almost bitter. She thought she got a bad pack. It got worse and worse. Several months later, it had gotten so bad she couldn't stand it anymore. She stopped smoking, and she never gained one extra pound. Today, she is totally free. She broke that addiction in part by the power of her words. She prophesied her future. Maybe like her, you've spent years saying negative things over your life. "I can't break this addiction. My marriage is never going to make it. I'll never get out of debt." You have to send your words out in a new direction. You are prophesying the wrong things. Get in a habit of making these positive declarations over your life. Every day, declare that your dreams are coming to pass. It's not enough to just believe it. Nothing happens until you speak. As was true with the psalmist, when you say of the Lord, God will do what he promised. Let me lead you in a few say-sos. Make these declarations after me out loud. I will accomplish my dreams. The right people are in my future. The right opportunities are headed my way. Blessings are chasing me down. I am the head and not the tail. I will lend and not borrow. I have a good personality. I am well liked. I am fun to be around. I enjoy my life. I have a positive outlook. I will overcome every obstacle. I will outlast every adversity. Things have shifted in my favor. What was meant for my harm, God is using to my advantage. My future is bright. My children are mighty in the land. My legacy will live on to inspire future generations. I run with purpose in every step. My best days are still out in front of me. My greatest victories are in my future. I will become everything I was created to be. I will have everything God intended for me to have. I am the redeemed of the Lord, so I say so.